This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of the Department of Biology. He's here to talk about this area's forestry and ecology. Dr. Carter is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, is the winter and spring a good time for birding?
In the winter and the spring, there's the possibility of seeing many unusual birds. Extremely cold winters in Canada and the northern U.S. cause some bird species to head south. This results in some strange birds like boreal chickadees that may show up at your bird feeder. The spring is also a great time to see unusual birds. That's when the neotropical migrants are traveling through Alabama to their nesting grounds in the northern U.S. And neotropical migrants spend winter in Central and South America and begin returning to the U.S. in April, so keep your eyes peeled for those birds.
Dr. Carter, what is that orange powdery stuff on my pine tree?
That is fusiform rust, which is Crenarchium fusiformi, and it's a fungus that spends part of its life on the stem of a pine tree, usually loblolly or slash pine, and the other part of its life on oak leaves. And the fungus can be very damaging to pine trees. If you have a forest with an infestation, prescribed burning will help. That reduces the number of oak seedlings. And also, thinning your forest will help because it increases tree vigor. A healthy forest has more resistance to infestations. Fusiform rust is not common on yard trees, but if it becomes a problem, there are some fungicides you can use to reduce the damage of the fungus. And for more information, you can contact your county extension agent.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.